Once upon a time, in a faraway land, lived a girl who loved to be fucked. She had long, flowing red hair that would tickle men's thighs as she sucked them off. She had tall, supple legs that would coil around a man, trapping even the strongest knights when her ankles locked behind them. Her breasts were full and round, her nipples so small, so pink, so sensitive. She loved to fuck, but only one-on-one. So famed was she, men from all across the land would come just to get a glimpse, just to hear her voice. They would leave with much more than a glimpse. If they left at all. Before long, the town was full almost year-round of men anxious to get their turn. They would stay at the inn where she worked, or as close as they could get, and wait for her to finish her shift, to pull off her apron, to meet the eye of the man she wanted for that night. And when she chose, she would hold your gaze, stopping you from moving. She would walk slowly, so that you could see fully what was coming for you. With every step, her hips would rock, her ass swaying as she edged closer to you, in full view of all the other men who wanted her. They would know she wanted you, and that night. She would reach your table, a smile, cocking her head to one side, hold her hand out and wait for you to take it. No man had ever refused. Once a famous knight came from another country just to hear her voice. He arrived in her little tavern, bursting through the door. He had not stopped for 100 leagues, but he stopped when he caught a glimpse of her. She walked towards him, slowly, smiling. She had to get up on her tiptoes just to reach his ear, her hair brushing his jaw as she softly whispered, "You must be so tired. Let me help you rest." She lowered slowly back onto her heels. She cocked her head to one side and smiled. She held out her hand, and he took it. Her long hair swished as she led him across the bar. Only tried not to look, but her ass was hypnotic. Her hips swayed. Every curve of her jiggled slightly as she walked, sending shockwaves through him. She led him upstairs, turning to smile at him, just when he was eyeing up her ass. She knew. She didn't mind. She liked it. They reached the landing, every step making his cheeks grow redder and redder, but he could not look away. Her room was the very last. She stopped at the door. She turned to the night, reaching up on tiptoes once more, letting her tongue linger by his skin. "Would you come inside, please?" He nodded. He could not speak. She smiled, pulling his hand and opening the door. Her bed was big, white, soft. He wasn't looking at anything else. He couldn't think of anything else. They walked to the bed, stood facing one another. She leaned in close, her breath on his collar as she pulled up his shirt. Her fingers stroked his chest, down, brushing across his big muscles, making them twitch. She licked her lips. She pulled him towards the bed, sitting him down on the side. She made sure he was watching, as she untied her dress, holding his gaze as she pulled it down, down, the neckline falling over her breasts, her waist, her thighs, her ankles. She bent down to pick it up, just so he could see what she looked like, bent over. She turned and put the dress away, letting him watch her walk around, naked, smiling. She knew he was watching. He was panting, his hands clenched into fists, but he dared not move. He would not do anything unless she commanded it now. She gave her command. Take off your pants for me. He did as she asked. Her eyes popped when he did. His cock was big and thick. She tried to picture it inside her and could not. This would be interesting for her, too. The thought made her pant before she could stop, but only a little. Just one little moan. Her hips swayed as she walked towards him on the bed. The curves of her ass hinted with each step. It turned him on more than seeing it. Well, almost. Her thighs were strong from hours of gripping. Her stomach taut due to years of tensing and holding, of guiding her hips to and fro. She stopped as she reached him, her pussy right in front of him. He would not move unless she commanded it. Open your legs. He did as commanded. His cock was so hard, it twitched and throbbed as she hadn't even touched it yet. She tried to think of ways to slow him down. She wanted this to last. She wanted him to fuck her with that big, thick cock for a while. She stepped towards him, her stomach by his face. She pointed by her belly button. He kissed her stomach. She pointed up her waist. He kissed further up. She draped her arms over his shoulders, running her fingers up his hair as he kissed her chest, her big, firm tits, her soft little nipples. She moaned slightly as he teased them with his lips, pulling, sucking, licking. She leaned in, her head on his, and whispered, I'm going to sit on your lap now. He nodded between kisses, moaning a little. His hands would not move unless she commanded it. So she told him to feel her every inch, to stroke her, to pinch her, to spank her, while she got on her tiptoes. She leaned up over him as he kissed her, her tits buried in his face, her pussy pressing against his chest. She lowered her pussy onto his lap, gently sitting on the length of his cock. Her pussy lips were soaking. His cock dribbled by her clit. His skin was pulled back, and his head ached against her. He was so hard. She wanted to sit on him and ride him into next week, but she stopped herself. She waited until he had kissed all of her chest and waist. She waited until his hands had explored every part of her, traced up and down her back, her firm ass, her luscious tits. She waited until his hands had traveled down the length of her arms, gripping her wrists. Then, slowly, she began to rock her hips. Forward, up the length of his cock, pressed against his stomach, her wet pussy sliding up to his head, trapping it. Her feet ached from standing on her toes, so she relaxed them and put her weight on his cock. They both moaned then. Oh, she let out a gasp, the height of it, her back arching, her breath pushing out her chest. Her hips moved backwards, slipping her slick pussy down his thick cock. Her hips began moving with less and less order, wilder around his cock, rocking, gyrating. She moaned out loud, gasps escaping from her. Her whole body needed to feel him, to touch him. Her legs pulled up from the floor, her feet against the bed as she slipped up and down him. Her legs coiled around his back, her ankles locking behind him. She kissed him everywhere she could find. She kissed his forehead, his cheekbone, his jaw. She didn't realize she hadn't kissed his lips until hers were right by them. She wanted to bite his lips and stick her tongue in his mouth, but she knew it would not last. Not for him, but for her. She was going to come soon if they kept on like this. She dared not tell him, but her moans betrayed her. She could not hold back any more. She looked into his eyes, her forehead pressed against his. "I'm going to kiss you now." He lifted his head up. His lips met hers before she could move them. He was out of her trance. Or so into it, he could not stop himself. He kissed her deeply, his tongue exploring her as his hips moved with hers. And he could not stop himself anymore. He reached his hand behind her, letting her arms free to feel his strong back, and slipped his fingers up through the back of her head, further, further. When his fingers were all the way through her hair, he gripped. He pulled back her head, her neck exposed to his kiss, his lick, her shoulder exposed to his bite. She moaned desperately now, wanting him, needing him. She pushed her hands against his chest, moaning, "Take me, fuck me like I'm yours." As he kissed her neck and held her head back, his other hand moved down. It traced her curves down to her ass, around the front of her thigh. It stroked her for a moment, absently, before grabbing her hip and pulling her up. His hand cupped round her ass as he pulled her hip off his cock, letting it free to stand up hard, to point to her pussy. Her hands pushed against his chest, her hips twitched in his grasp, her body lowered, lowered, her pussy pressed against his pre-gum, the drip sticking to her. The wet, slick juice from her pussy dripped on his cock as the head pushed against her, slightly quivering. He did not move his hips. He lowered her onto him. Her pussy pushed onto his head, slipping over it. She gasped. He watched her eyes as he did it, slowly pulling her pussy over his cock, pushing into her, down the thick length of him, deeper, deeper. Every gasp made him want to come. She moaned and moaned, but still had not reached the base of him. He filled her and pulsed and throbbed within her. She danced around him, her entrance finally reaching his body. Her pussy quivered and gripped him inside her. His cock flexed inside her. They watched one another gasp for a moment, not wanting it to end. He pressed his forehead against hers, grabbing her around her waist and planting his feet firmly on the floor, preparing. And slowly, he began to fuck. He fucked her like they were the only ones in town, not stifling her mind. His hips and legs pushed as one, and his body writhed against hers. He fucked her faster, deeper. He watched her eyes with every deep thrust. When she moaned, he fucked deeper. When she really moaned, he fucked consistently, unfalteringly. He barely noticed when she came. The tensing of the muscles became so familiar, so often that he could not tell her orgasm from her twitch. He kept fucking when his legs burned and his lungs were on fire, and he was constantly on the edge of coming inside her, but he kept fucking. He would not come until she commanded it. His mouth was slack before long. His tongue wanted her, searched down her skin, her collarbone, her soft breasts, her neck, tracing up her cheek. His face was right by hers when he heard it, barely a whisper, through the moans and gasps and whimpers. "Come, come inside me, please. I want you to come in my pussy." Oh. He did as commanded. His cock filled her pussy, and his thrusts became more irrational as he picked her up. Her arms and legs locked around him, holding on as he kissed her and fucked her against the wall. His hips pushed quicker now, with no method or timing past getting deep inside her as quick as his muscles would allow. As he came inside her pussy, she bit his lip. She wanted to bite his lip so hard she would draw blood. He moved in the next day to that very same room. With each passing day, he satisfied more and more of her wants, her desires. His cock was all she could think about. And his lip, well, how's your lip, baby?